Rick Scott float Biden's ouster, has time come to exercise the provisions of the 25th Amendment? By Joshua Kaplan on August 16, 2021. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, on Monday weighed in on the United States' disastrously executed withdrawal from Afghanistan, raising the question of whether the time had arrived to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Joe Biden. After the disastrous events in Afghanistan, we must confront a serious question: is Joe Biden capable of discharging the duties of his office, or has time come to exercise the provisions of the 25th Amendment? Scott wrote on Twitter. The Florida Republican used the question to resurface recent criticism regarding the various crises facing the country and its president. Inflation is raging. The debt ceiling expired and U.S. debt is headed to $45 trillion. Kabul is falling to the Taliban and encounters in the hashtag Biden border crisis just hit a 20-year high. Democrats control the House, Senate and at White House. What in the world is Joe Biden doing? He wrote. The world watched in horror Sunday as Taliban fighters took over Afghanistan's presidential palace in Kabul, declaring itself the new leaders of the war-torn country. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Mohammad Naeem, Taliban spokesperson, said the jihadist group was ready to have a dialogue with all Afghan figures and will guarantee them the necessary protection. Today is a great day for the Afghan people and the Mujahideen. They have witnessed the fruits of their efforts and their sacrifices for 20 years, the declared. Thanks to God, the war is over in the country. As of Monday, approximately 6,000 U.S. troops will deploy to Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport and assist with evacuations. On Sunday, the U.S. evacuated all of its personnel from the embassy. We can confirm that the safe evacuation of all embassy personnel is now complete, State Department spokesman Ned Price stated. All embassy personnel are located on the premises of Hamid Karzai International Airport, whose perimeter is secured by the U.S. military. Thousands of Afghans rushed into Kabul's main airport Monday, some so desperate to escape the Taliban that they held onto a military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. At least 7 people died in the chaos, U.S. officials said, as America's longest war ended with its enemy the victor. The crowds came while the Taliban enforced their rule over the capital of 5 million people after a lightning advance across the country that took just over a week to dethrone the country's Western-backed government. There were no major reports of abuses or fighting, but many residents stayed home and remained fearful after the insurgents' advance saw prisons emptied and armories looted. Across the nation, the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that thousands had been wounded in fighting. Elsewhere, security forces and politicians handed over their provinces and bases without a fight, likely believing the two-decade Western experiment to remake Afghanistan would not survive all the resurgent Taliban. The last American troops had planned to withdraw at the end of the month. The Associated Press contributed to this report.